T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Authorities were searching for the boyfriend, the fiancé of Gabby Petito, a person of interest in her disappearance and death. ABC's Alex Stone joins us live. This developed about an hour ago that the remains of Brian Laundrie were determined to be his.
That's right, Tom. And they were able to make that a lot quicker than even the coroner today had said that that he thought it was going to be potentially several days before they would be able to make a determination. Apparently, not to get too graphic, but there was not a lot left to work with as they were trying to identify the remains. Initially, they thought they were animal, and it was determined that they were human. But using dental records, they were able to figure it out today and ID that yes, those were the remains of Brian Laundrie. He is dead. Appears likely was dead for quite some time. But when he died, how he died, they still don't know. And it comes as we're getting a better feeling and understanding of how everything unfolded yesterday. Stephen Bertolino is the family attorney. He went on CNN last night for the Laundrie family and said that it was Brian Laundrie's parents who had gone to Bertolino and said, hey, on Wednesday, we're going to go and search this area that Brian likes to go to. And that then he was the one who notified police. Here's what he said.
And I thought it would be wise to notify law enforcement of their intentions. I did so by text to my contact in the Northport Police Department.
Then police went along. They trailed the parents as the parents were out looking. And he says that Brian Laundrie's dad went off the trail a couple of hundred yards out of view of the police. The police were looking in a different area. And it was Brian's dad who found his son's dry bag, a waterproof bag. He picked it up, creating all kinds of chain of custody issues, and then brought it to police because the attorney on CNN saying that there was a reporter nearby and a camera crew, and the dad didn't want them to pick it up or to tamper with evidence, so he picked it up and brought it to police. Here's more of what he said.
The dry bag is a white bag laying in the woods, I'll say 20 feet or so off the trail. According to Chris, it was in some bramble. Chris didn't want to pick the bag up because he wanted the law enforcement to see it. Chris couldn't find the law enforcement because they were then out of sight because Chris had been in the woods.
But instead of chancing the reporter seeing it or picking it up, he says that's when Chris Laundrie picked it up, brought it to police. Police then told him that they had found other items and human remains. But this is creating all kinds of theories and rumors out there today of people who conspiracy theories of the family goes right there after police had been searching for many, many weeks, finds it immediately. They pick it up. They're touching evidence. But the attorney says in no way did the family plant anything in that park, that they didn't know anything. They just went to where they knew their son liked to go, and then he was found there.
Now, they the area that preserved that Laundrie's remains were found, that is not the easiest terrain to be around, I take it.
No, not at all. In fact, the law enforcement who's out there now, they say that it is muddy, the water just went down, there are alligators, all kinds of things. This is one of the sheriffs. Several counties are helping out. One of the sheriffs there today.
I mean, you're searching in areas that you just can't walk up and look. It's not like you're searching a house.
Yeah, so he says it's rough out there. A lot of areas still covered in water, that all of this was found pretty close to other areas, but some of it may have been in water. We don't know if there's anything in that notebook that they, one, can recover, if there was ever anything in there. Does it talk about the crime? Does it talk about the end of his life? They don't know how he died. Was it suicide? Was it something else? Was he killed? Was he eaten by an alligator? They've got to figure all of that out, and at this point, they don't know.
All right, and any idea when an autopsy on Brian Laundrie might be done to determine a cause of death?
We don't know. They're going to work on it here pretty quickly, and they admit it may take some time, that there's not a lot left. So they're hoping if it's a bullet hole, they may be able to find that and find that pretty easily. But if it's something that requires toxicology, if it was something else, that may take a while, and they say they're getting going on it right away.
All right. Alex Stone joins us tonight. Thank you very much, Alex.
You got it. Thanks, Tom.
That's ABC's Alex Stone on the story that broke about an hour ago. Authorities say remains found in a Florida wilderness park are those of Brian Laundrie. He had been a person of interest in the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.